Hi, I'm David Kaplan, and you're listening to the Sports Talk Live podcast. Enjoy the show.
Bulls are already making headlines, and the season hasn't even started yet. The team announced today that Bobby Portis is suspended for 8 games due to the practice altercation that sent Nico Mirotić to the hospital with a concussion and facial fractures. The team also announced Mirotić could miss at least 4 to 6 weeks.
Honestly, we're disappointed. It hurts both players, but it hurts our team. And I think at the end of the day, when both Bobby and Nico digest it and look at it, they'll understand the position they put their teammates in.
Would we have handled the situation differently? Maybe, I don't know. You know, but we never thought what happened when the line was crossed. We just didn't anticipate, obviously, that would happen in this situation. So you can always look back, sure, but you know, again, these guys have been competing at the highest level with each other, and the important thing at the end of the day is how much these guys have walked off the floor together. And again, we need to get that back heading in, and I'm confident we will.
All right, so you heard John Paxson. We know what went down yesterday. What is your guys' take on what this does to this team going forward for this season?
Well, this season is kind of written off anyway. They're going to lose probably 60 games. It makes it a lot more difficult.
But as long as it's not a carnival atmosphere.
Well, you can't allow that to happen. And I think, you know, it's very difficult to assign responsibility here beyond the two guys involved, although you'd like to have a head coach that would, you know, have a create an atmosphere that has a deterrent. But look, this is between Bobby Portis and Nikola Mirotić, and it escalated, and it was bad, and I think both sides are responsible. They can't let this fester. They can't let this create another skirmish or cliques to be formed and divisiveness to be. You can use this two ways. It can split a team apart, or it can bring people together. They've got to use that as a unifying, you know, thing right now.
See, here's what happens. You don't have alphas. You don't have any alphas.
There's not one alpha there.
No one's there to kind of break this thing up. David and I spent time covering Bears teams that had, you know, Olin Krutz and Fred Miller fighting. You had Thomas Jones punch Cedric Benson in a year where a team wins the Super Bowl. And look, the Bulls are not that good. You know, this is a lost year for them. I appreciate the Bulls trying to get out in front of this, John Paxson making himself available. But it's just another bad look for them. It's a franchise that just consistently over the last decade gives you bad look after bad look after bad look. And this is another disaster for them as a franchise.
How soon can they trade one of them?
Not real soon. I mean, I don't know that.
You're not trading you're banged up Nico.
He's damaged right now. And Bobby Portis, I don't know that there's going to be.
Bobby is well respected by his team.
That's the thing that's really interesting here.
Well, then you do trade or find somebody that will. In the NBA,
well, Phil,
if the guy can play, nobody's going to care. He just got punched out.
Do you believe that they can't play together? That
yes.
These guys can't coexist?
Well, if it's a washed out development year, you don't start
with this.
Look, and are they both going to be long term pieces? You know,
Bobby Portis could be. He's a first-round draft pick.
Okay.
If he was the 15th guy in this roster, he'd be gone, I think.
Then you trade the veteran that somebody would take.
The veteran that you probably didn't want anyway. The veteran that
you're talking about, Nico?
Yeah.
Well, why'd they give him a 2-year deal?
They waited, though.
They
said, go on out there and see what type of deal you can find. And then when you don't find a deal, we have this little deal here right in front of you. And he had to take it because no one else wanted it.
Let me say this, though. I don't know that that's necessary. I mean, these are pro sports. You mentioned the Bears. Fred Miller and Roland Krutz worked together on the same offensive line for 3 years after that happened. So,
and the Bears went to the Super Bowl after having that thing with Thomas Jones and Cedric.
Yeah, they worked it out.
Once you take a deep breath, once you take a step back and you remove the emotion from it, these are professionals. Be a professional.
Well, right, that's what Olin and Fred did. They may not have hung out, but they played together.
What's the average age on their roster? And going forward, it's going to get even younger. And you want to show those guys, you want to create a culture for those guys.
Right.
And I don't think this shows that you're going to have that with these guys. And I think that's an important
piece of what
they're doing.
This can go one of two ways. When you have an argument.
Fracture you or bring it together.
Yeah, it can divide everybody, or this can be a tremendous learning tool.
All right, one other big note in Chicago sports today. Our friend Eddie Olczyk. the best in the business, who is undergoing a battle with colon cancer right now, is returning to the airwaves tonight on our sister station, NBCSN, Blackhawks Blues in St. Louis. He'll call the Blackhawks game with Edmonton tomorrow night for WGN-TV. And then he goes back in on Monday for another 48-hour round of chemo. Hearing him on with Pat Boyle, I heard them taping an interview, talking to Eddie earlier today, it is so awesome to see him so excited, like he's a rookie making his debut.
It's great. He said it was the best medicine he's had so far. It's even better for the viewers. It's better for everybody that loves Eddie and is so glad to see him back. Expected a longer layoff. And look, he's in the middle of a battle. He'll be very honest about that. But this step is so important for everybody.
Also, the Breeders' Cup right around the corner.
Yes, he'll be gambling on it, I can promise you that.
Because there's a guy with great picks.
All right, we've got to take a timeout. We'll come back and a little bit more to do here on Sports Talk Live. Don't forget, our pregame show starts at 7 o'clock. Low after the Bears' first win with Mitchell Trubisky continues to shine at Halas Hall. How will the rookie fare this week when the Carolina Panthers and their top five defense rolls into Soldier Field?
After every Cubs game, stay tuned for Cubs Post Game Live, sponsored by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois, with David Kaplan and David DeJesus. Hear from Cubs players inside the locker room. Get a live look inside Joe Maddon's post-game press conferences and more.
Quarterback's perspective, how would you assess Tariq's touchdown pass?
Dang, you guys can't get enough of this. I talked about it after the game. Dahl was saying it was the best pass of the game, too, earlier. I'm like, all right, jeez. And just let him play quarterback then, so.
Really, really amazing.
Man, welcome back in here to the Brick House outside the park at Wrigley. Cubs and Dodgers tonight, but there will be a game on the lakefront on Sunday. The Bears will welcome in Ronnie Rivera, the Carolina Panthers, their great quarterback, Cam Newton. Lawrence, you host the Pre the Post. What do you expect to see out of Mitchell Trubisky? He's stepping up in class defensively this Sunday.
He is, but I got to say, I'm surprised that we saw him play as well in game two. And it's a stupid thing to get excited about. But there were some third and short plays where you might have a young quarterback try to force the issue.
Right.
No one's getting open because the Bears receivers don't get it. And he threw it away. It's a dumb thing
to
get excited about.
No, it's not. It's not dumb to get excited about that, Lawrence. It's great to get excited about everything to do with this kid's development because that's what that was about. That game, those decisions, that experience, failing to succeed. That's what the season has become about. That's why it is exciting. The Bears on Sunday have an opportunity because they're playing a team that's very similar
to
them.
They're legit.
They're legit, but you know what? Run the ball, play good defense, don't turn the ball over. That's the Bears.
Could they target a few wide receivers?
Do they have any?
Well, Tanner Gentry. I mean, that those exhibition games, that it was twos on twos, I guess.
He had an opportunity.
He was out there last week.
He was. They didn't exactly throw to
him. I think we could get a better group of wide receivers right here at the Brick House.
Oh, stop it. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Their wide receivers are awful.
Well, you're going to have to throw downfield. So, I agree with David. I mean, I thought he was impressive. And it turned out even with the two returns, they were able to win the game.
Kendall Wright is a professional receiver.
Correct.
He can get open, and I think he's going to be a guy in third down. Zach Miller, tight end, can get down the field. They're going to have to use Tariq Cohen maybe on wheel routes and things like that because the wide receiver core is limited. Tanner Gentry just couldn't get off the line of scrimmage field. They crowded him and made it very difficult for a guy who doesn't have the experience or the speed, and he's going to learn.
It's different from Mountain West football.
A little bit.
That he was playing.
A little bit.
And now,
just a little.
The run game for the Bears, I was impressed. It's the thing about Jordan Howard, that he's one of those guys that needs a lot of carries to wear down a defense, and then, boom, he can hit you for a big run. He hits you with it, the 53-yard run. They've got something in Cohen, although I will say that watching him go east-west has been a little bit frustrating, but he's clearly someone who can make plays.
Experience, Lawrence, so he's getting it. And I think that this team gives you something to, they're 2-4, okay. But you like what you see.
If I told you the Bears could finish 6-10, 7-9, and you go, yeah, I think there's something there, or they could finish 3-13, but at the end of the year you went, okay, Jordan Howard's legit, Mitchell Trubisky's my quarterback, Leonard Floyd had a good year, would you take that?
I think you want more victories. You want these guys to have some evidence of their growth.
I just
want
to know there are pieces there to build with.
Yeah, because then, it gives you an opportunity to build on to next year. You got to be building towards something at the end of the season, no matter what your record is.
Can we just also say that we should show some love to Kyle Fuller, who
had a great week.
Has gotten his career back. I mean, from that moment that we saw him in San Francisco where he was playing great and then there was like this decline four games in, and now look at him making something out of his career. He deserves a lot of credit for
Cubs
that.
Cubs win.
I got him winning tonight.
They have to win one.
All right. I said, don't let us win tonight.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Sports Talk Live podcast. Remember to watch the show weekdays on CSN and visit csnchicago.com for previous episodes of the podcast and all the latest sports news and highlights.